I go round and a female answers the door. He's got a woman there, and she doesn't know who I am or that I was coming round for my stuff. It's not Ben's fault. It's the combination of us. That female who answered the door, she doesn't know she's a pawn in the great game called Sean and Ben. How shall I be revenged on him? I think the best way were to entertain him with hope till the wicked fire of lust have melted him in his own grease. I will consent to act any villainy against him that may not sully the chariness of my honesty. Oh, that my husband saw this letter! It would give eternal food to his jealousy. Did you ever hear the like? Look out! Cried the professor. A highly decorative parcel shot out of the tree and landed on the colonel's lap, accompanied by a hearty Happy Christmas from the tree and What? From the colonel. It was not simply that Leslie had become numbed by the inane spate of leaden perceptions that passed for wit for Mark. It was not even the image she shared wickedly with Ken of Mark's flaccid, microscopic member jiggling up and down as he bounced naked on tiptoe across the rugless, icy floor of his home.
When I invite you to my house, ma'am, I should hope you want no other invitation.
No, indeed, sir. I should hope not. Say no more, sir. I would, sir, I could see you gay again.
What do you mean, ma'am?
Sir, there was wont to be an elasticity in you which I sadly miss. Be buoyant, sir.